This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Time as we welcome you back on Grant and Danny to get some trusted insight from our trusted insider. Presented by IT Cadre. IT Cadre makes this segment possible, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. Austin Eckler is on the line with us for his weekly Tuesday appointment. Make sure you listen every Tuesday at 5. Austin, it is awesome to talk to you again, man. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I'm doing well. Looking forward to being back on.
Yeah, man. How do you guys view Sunday? You're such a pro. You've seen every up and every down. Like, for us as fans, we're watching what feels like two good teams going at it, and you guys came up a little short, but nothing to be discouraged about from our perspective. How do you guys feel?
You know, we were paid to win games, you know, so we're definitely feeling it. You know, it sucks. But there is some good stuff within the lining there, absolutely. I mean, you got to give the Baltimore Ravens some credit. They are one of the best teams in the league. And, you know, we were right there. We feel like we definitely could have made plays to win that game. So as far as that goes, I mean, that's good, but inevitably not good because we didn't win the game. So I guess take it for what it's worth. You know, it was a good game, but we got to win games. So I don't really necessarily say we feel good about it, but it's not a terrible feeling, so to say.
4-2, chance to get to 5-2 back at home against Carolina. We'll talk about the Panthers coming up in just a few minutes with you, Austin. But specific to the Ravens game, not a complaint, more of an observation. You guys did way less running the ball, even trying to, than you have all season long. I know B-Rob was out. I wonder if that's why, or was that the game plan seemingly all week? The Ravens are the number one run-stuffing team in the league. The numbers eventually bared out that they did a really good job, but you did have some success on a couple early carries. Did you know going into the game, just collectively, it would be a lot more passing and a lot less running than has been the case?
Yeah, you know, I think every game has a life of its own, and every game plan also does as well, depending on how the game is going. And, you know, you go into the game facing a good run defense, okay, we know that that's something they're going to hold their hat on. We don't want to continue to beat ourselves into a wall. If that's not working for us, let's get to something else and hopefully find some success in other things that we've been doing, you know, moving Jaden around, letting him use his legs, throwing the ball down the field, maybe running on the perimeter, some QB keepers, things like that. And so when we go into a game plan, yes, we have different things that we think are going to work, but then there's also things that you get to and be able to adjust away from. Okay, run game's not working. What can we supplement? Do we go more to the screen game? You know, we were hitting on some screens, some quick throws, things like that to kind of complement the run game, some less risky throws, more higher percentage completions, things like that. And, you know, we didn't do enough ultimately to make it work and make enough plays to actually, you know, get the job done. But game plans are like fluid. They're like water. So you never really know how it's going to continue. It's not ever going to be perfect. So you kind of got to adjust on the fly.
You mentioned the screen game, Austin, and Austin Eckler with us here on Grant and Danny. Grant and I were both raving about this. I have never seen a flea flicker screen. Like when that's first brought up, it's like it's, I mean, it's almost like an old school, you know. So I'm like, hear me out, you know what I mean? Like, here's the idea: we're gonna do a flea flicker screen. It sounds like the craziest idea ever. What a thing of beauty that was! Go through that play.
Yeah. That was really creative. Absolutely. So shout out to Cliff for finding that one, or whoever found that one on the staff. You know, the football is a copycat league. I mean, I feel like at this point, every type of play has been run. It's really rare you find a new play. So someone ran that at some point. It might have even been in college. Like, they pulled up some clip. I forgot what team it was, but they ran the flea flicker screen. And we're like, all right, we got this up this week. And sure enough, we were practicing it all week. Actually, the first time we practiced it, I got stepped on by an offensive lineman because I went too fast across the formation, and I got to realize, okay, this is going to be a long screen because we got to hand it off. Jeremy's got to run a couple steps, throw the ball back, and then we got to get Jaden to throw it to me, and then we have to run down the field, and we can't have any linemen down the field. And so went through it a couple of times. You never get the right timing with screens just because it's really hard to simulate like game-style reps. But we broke it down. We ran it, I think, three times during practice that week. I'm like, all right, you know, we got a good feel for it. We'll be really patient, do a three count. And sure enough, ended up working out. Actually, we were accounting for a blitzer coming off the edge. So kind of improvised where I tried to block Roquan over there. And then I kind of got stunned back. And then Jeremy didn't even look at the pitch when he threw it back.
Yeah.
No look, throws it back, and then he goes to block zero, and then Jaden grabs it, sings it to me, and then we gash him for like 30 yards. So it was pretty epic.
Piatas out in front. That was one of my favorite plays I've seen in years.
So cool.
It was just so creative. And I'm not suggesting like Cliff came up with it, you know, in his dreams or something. To your point, I'm sure he saw or somebody saw it run somewhere. But you answered my next question, which is, so that's not something that has been in the playbook since camp. Like, that was something this week that basically you guys heard about, saw for the first time, and quote-unquote installed.
Oh, yeah. I think I told you guys this like earlier on, you know, one of our earlier interviews, and, you know, for the listeners that are listening to it, maybe it's the first time hearing me, but we have not an entire new playbook every week, but there's probably 30% of new plays that are specifically for this week. We have our bread and butter that we can, you know, run in our sleep that we've been doing since training camp and OTAs, but then it's like, okay, this is the game plan for this week, and here's what we're going to call these things. And so there's always a new turnover every week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Which makes what you guys do so
that much
more
impressive. Yeah.
I mean, you almost need to be like a Mensa resident to play in the National Football League with all the different terminology. So a play like that, it doesn't need 10 words. It's the scat left, R72, 6, diver, 9, microphone glass.
Right.
Like, do you, like, Philly special. Do you just have like Washington special, or are there 15 words like a normal play?
It's kind of both. I mean, it depends on what we have going on. We try to have up tempo, so we try to maximize the simplicity of it, of correlating things to things that make sense in our brain, like left-right calls, using different type of left-rights. You know, you might have, you know, an R word for right, an L word for the left, and that word can be an entire play. So the whole play is a whole line, is a whole sentence, but on the field, we're just saying one word. You know, we're saying tree, 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 and it means that whole giant thing that you were talking about before. So we try to make it as simple as possible so we can play fast.
I love that. The greatest honor of our lifetime would be on one of your trick plays, like Ben Johnson-esque, three guys touch it, the quarterback gets it, throws downfield to the tackle who's eligible, and he rumbles for a fat guy touchdown. Can we call that the Grant and Danny? Just work that in. The Grant and Danny is your trick play.
You know, we got a suggestion box. Maybe I'll put something in there for you.
There you go. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Just thinking about how, you know, rapidly game plans change, what you guys have to, you know, to add and learn every week. You mentioned the no huddle part of this thing. You guys lead the universe in not huddling. Now, it's not all like conventional hurry up, but it's basically catching people in matchups that you like and then going from there. How tough is that to stay on the same page? And you mentioned it, the defense could probably hear some of the things you guys are saying. How do you make sure that it's still coded and secret and how hard is that to keep organized?
Oh yeah, it was definitely a huge adjustment for me early on, just from being in a huddle for the past 7 years of my football journey, and then coming to Cliff's offense where now everything is sign language and one word codes. So that was a huge adjustment. But then now at this point, pretty much used to it and can really, you know, run and stay on the fly. But yeah, even our code words, you know, even the plays that we'll have from week to week, we'll make sure to change signals. So we have signal meetings, we have different one word meetings. Sometimes stuff will get changed at practice, and we're like, "Yeah, let's call this," and everyone's like, yeah, "Everyone good with that? Yep. All right, we're changing it." So now that's a new code word. You got to make sure everyone's up to date. So it's forever evolving. But when you live in it and you breathe it, and this is what you do on a daily basis, it's not as crazy as it seems, because you really kind of correlate. Okay, this play used to be this, now we call it this. So it's easy to change, easy to pick up.
So one more on that one, Austin. Did you ever play baseball as a kid, by any chance?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so remember like the third base coach, like had to learn all the signs, and then if they thought the other team was figuring out the signs, they would have to give a dummy sign, or like they'd wipe it off or something like that to make that sign not live. Do you have something like that where because you might say the same code word twice in the same game, right? And then someone like, oh, I remember that, that's this play. Do you have words like that, like almost fake words or dummy words?
Yeah, so look, the NFL, like we're doing everything we can to get an edge, right, on our opponent. So we understand that other teams are going to be looking at our signals. And so we have plays that might have been a signal from last week that is actually a different play for this week, because it might be like all of our plays are kind of evolving. And so it's going to be really hard to like understand our signals just because that play, that signal meant this last week. Now it's actually the counter for that, or maybe it's just a totally different play from that. So, I mean, good luck, you know, trying to keep up with it. And there's just so many damn signals that you're going to be wasting your time if you're trying to figure them all out. You might as well just play up and, you know, play your technique.
Austin, it seems like they are very adamant about not overworking you, even with Robinson not playing in the second half last week. We saw a lot of McNichols this past week, no Robinson, and you know, I think you capped off at 9 carries. Do you appreciate that and understand it, or is that something where you go, hey, guys, you don't have to baby me here. I'll be okay. You can give me a little more work.
Yeah, look, it's a long season. It's a long season, and we got some talent in our backfield. You know, Jeremy's been playing well. B. Rob's been playing well. I've been staying efficient, and so that's what you're going to see when a backfield like this. And that's one of the things that intrigued me here was, hey, we do have players that can play, and so guess what? We're going to be able to spread as much of that love as we possibly can. And for the longevity of our careers for this season, like that's a positive I see, especially me going into year 8. Like, the healthier we can be, especially in the back end of this thing, the better. So at the front end, hey, if we can still win games and we're continuing to rotate people and people are playing at a high level, like, let's keep it rolling.
Austin, go back to Sunday. One more from me on that. You mentioned maybe there were some opportunities or things that you guys could have done. Is there something in particular that jumps to mind where you go, man, that was close. We could have had that one, or that was there and I didn't make a play, or something to that effect. Is there one that jumps out at you?
Yeah, there's a few. There's a few different plays, but it's not necessarily like, there's multiple of us that are involved in things, you know, and it's always the smallest things that play themselves out or don't play themselves out. You know, it's maybe, you know, like a shallow route that actually should have sat down, but they took 2 extra steps and the ball was behind and we dropped the ball on third down, or we didn't hand off the read, or actually should have been a pull read. And so it's an accumulation of small little decisions that you can't really say like this is exactly how it's going to go, because sometimes we make it work. It's just kind of the part of playing the game that we need to do, and we have been playing at a high level that you can't really practice. You know, it's like when you're even like some of the scrambles that Jaden's getting out and places that, hey, you probably should have, you know, V-cut, gone up, pushed back, and then come back to the ball and gave Jaden a throw right here. So it's not necessarily anything specific, because I don't want to say this is the play that could have turned everything around, because there's not that one play, but there's small little details that we could have done better in a couple different instances that would have made big significant plays for sure.
Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. What was your reaction to the news that John Allen, who's been so important to this organization over the years, is lost for the season with the torn pec?
Yeah, it's freaking devastating, obviously, man, just for what he means, not even as a player as far as on the field. We'll get to that in a second, but let's just say in our locker room too, like, he's definitely one of those leaders, one of our guys that brings us up, you know, during practice or during the, you know, during the game, you know, gives us a speech, you know, really connected to pretty much the entirety of the team and the organization, been here for a long time. So one of those life guys in the locker room. And then obviously on the field, you know, is definitely a terror, holds his own strong. And so it's obviously a hit to our team, and, you know, we're wishing him the best, but definitely something that is going to definitely affect us. So now it's not necessarily next man up. It is, but, you know, it's like, it sucks because you can't really replace that type of leadership, you know?
Absolutely. Speaking of guys that missed this past week, we already talked about Brian Robinson. Do you know when your running mate's coming back?
I can't really speak on injuries. You guys know this. And so we'll see. We'll see. I'll let that play itself out.
But he's feeling all right for the most part. I mean, we don't need to know if he's going to play or not, but I mean, you can tell.
I hope so. I can't even say that. I can't. I gotta hold my tongue. Like, that, no information about injuries could come from my mouth.
I don't want you getting in trouble.
That's right.
Nobody needs that at this point. Let's talk Panthers for a second. When do you start watching film on the upcoming opponent? They've got a coordinator, I believe still in it, Jiro Evro, who gets head coaching opportunities. Everybody seems to love around the league. Really sharp guy. D'Angelo Hall, former Redskins, been on that staff the last couple of years as well. They do a pretty good job on that side of the ball for, you know, kind of their faults in the standings. What have you seen so far?
Yeah, I usually watch the highlights. You know, there's like a NFL. I go to NFL scores on Google, and then it like shows like the highlights, and I watch like the 15-minute clip, usually on like Monday or Tuesday, and then Wednesday. So tomorrow, you know, is this going out live today? Is this live right now? I don't know. Tomorrow on Wednesday is usually when I start diving into actual watching their film, because I feel like Tuesday is like my mental reset day. Like, today's the day where I just get to kind of not think about football, reset my mind, and then in the morning I'm like looking forward to being back in with the guys, seeing the new updates on the new teams, the new game plan, all of that. So I'll start jumping into it tomorrow. But for us, like, it is all about this week, dominating this week, making sure we get this win this week. We're back home, so that's going to be a great atmosphere. We know there, and it's about going to dominate the Panthers. So that's all I'll be focusing on this week.
Yeah, Austin, you mentioned you guys are coming home. Last one, message to the fans, man. You guys are playing in front of a raucous crowd against the Carolina Panthers. What do you want to say to them?
Hey, continue to bring the energy. Hey, we love you, and we love what you've been doing. I'm new. I'm the new kid on the block. And what I've seen so far, not even from our organization, but beyond that, just the fans around, the love has been tremendous and outstanding. So we appreciate you guys. And I know things have been tough in the past, but hey, we are a new team with some new goals and new aspirations. And I think you're feeling that new energy. So stay tuned for some more. We'll see you out there.
Yeah, it looks very different. It feels very different. And we are happy with the results at this point. Austin Eckler, thrilled to talk to him every week. Always very, very good with us. Thank you, Austin.
Thanks, Austin. We appreciate you,
buddy.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
Yeah, be good, brother. Stay healthy. There's Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny, brought to you by IT Cadre, their trusted insight, helping leaders of the nation's most important organizations understand complexity, align efforts, and make the best data-driven decisions to achieve success. IT Cadre, your vision, our purpose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.